Okay, so if you can sit or lie down in a way that allows you to be comfortable and relaxed. And scan through your body. Let go of any tensions that you can identify. And you can breathe, take some deep breaths into any areas of tension. Try to breathe out that stress. Try to loosen through your shoulders and soften your hands. And relax your belly. We tend to hold our belly in. Just let it go. Just take a few minutes, and I want you to sense the image and feeling of a smile. Not even let your lips curl up just a little and a faint smile. And they say that this actually helps relax your nervous system. Allow yourself to remember the good things about yourself, your basic goodness, your basic intention to be good. You might bring to mind that you have been kind or generous. You might recall your natural desire to be happy and not to suffer. And if acknowledging your own goodness is difficult, because for some people it is, it can be hard, or it can feel artificial, then try to look at yourself through the eyes of somebody who loves you. You know, this could be anybody. This could be, you know, someone who really loves you. It could be a child, or it could be partner, could be someone who's passed away, grandfather, grandmother, could be a religious figure, like Jesus, or could be your dog. So you could, if it's hard for you to envision your own goodness, try to think of someone who, or something that you feel loves you. No matter what. And when you have connected with a sense of your essential goodness, just kind of rest in that for a minute. Now, with a silent whisper, I want you to begin offering yourself this loving kindness through your kind of prayers of care. And if it's hard to envision offering yourself this, then I want you to envision that loved one offering you this. So as you repeat each phrase to yourself, I want you to sense the meaning of the words. And let them come from a place of sincerity, even if saying it doesn't feel that, just sense your intention for it to be sincere. So I want you to repeat after me to yourself, may I be filled with loving kindness. May I be held in loving kindness. May I be happy. May I touch great and natural peace. May I be free. You might find that you feel some agitation as you offer yourself these prayers. For some people, the exercise of offering yourself this loving kindness kind of underscores how bad they might feel about themselves, but without judgment, if you have any of that kind of reactivity, just include this in your meditation. May this too be held in loving kindness. So whatever comes up, may this too be held in loving kindness. And when I do this meditation, I'll offer those wishes to myself over and over again. But then you can start to open your circle of loving kindness. I want you to bring to mind someone who is dear to you, somebody that you love. Somebody who's easy to love. I want you to reflect on this person's basic goodness, sensing what it is that you really love about him or her. Maybe you love how this person loves, or their honesty, or their humor. You might remember that he wants to be happy and doesn't want to suffer. Just feel your appreciation for this person and begin offering them the same prayers that you offered yourself. And as I whisper these, or as I say these prayers, you might imagine how it would be for this person to experience these things. May you too be filled with loving kindness. May you be held in loving kindness. May you be happy. May you be free. After you offer these prayers to a loved one, let's widen our circle of caring just a little bit more by bringing to mind somebody who's more of a neutral person in your life. You know, this is somebody you might see regularly, but you don't know that well. That you don't have strong negative or positive feelings about. You to think about this person's goodness by sensing how they also want to be happy and don't want to suffer. And let's offer them these phrases. And sort of imagine what it would be like for them to receive them. May you too be filled with loving kindness. May you be held in loving kindness. May you be happy. May you be free. Now, I want you to bring to mind someone with whom you have a difficult relationship. Perhaps somebody who makes you angry or fearful or just brings pain somehow. And take some moments to bring a kind attention to whatever arises in you as you think about this person. Remember to hold your own feelings with loving kindness. And as you turn your attention to this person, try to see some aspect of his or her basic goodness. You know, it might be how this person wants to be happy and doesn't want to suffer. You know, this basic aliveness. And to remember that life matters to this person just as it does to you. So in holding him or her in a gentle sort of attention, begin to offer these prayers of loving kindness to them. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be held in loving kindness. May you be happy. May you be free. Now, I want you to allow your awareness to open out, to sort of open out in all directions, in front of you, to either side, behind you, below you, above you. See if you can sense that this sort of this vast space moves out in every direction. And if you can, try to, you know, envision everything, every living being. You know, the dogs and the cats that are with us, the people all over the world, the trees and the grasses and the children, the people living in great poverty and those with great riches, people at war, people at peace, those who are dying and those who are newly born. Just imagine that you can hold the earth in your lap and include all life everywhere. You're aware of the joys and the sorrows that we all experience. And again, you can offer your prayers. May all beings be filled with loving kindness. May all beings be held in loving kindness. May all beings be at peace. Be free.